Vroom is the better way to buy and sell used cars. Looking for your next ride? Go to Vroom.com now to shop thousands of cars right from your phone. With Vroom, you never have to haggle or negotiate the price of the car, so you know you're getting a good deal. Best of all, when you buy a car on Vroom, they'll deliver it straight to you. Plus, all cars on Vroom.com come with a 90-day limited warranty and 1 year of nationwide roadside assistance. You can also sell or trade in your old car, too. When you sell your car on Vroom, you get an instant offer in as little as 2 minutes. If you decide to sell your car to Vroom, they'll come pick it up free of charge. Sell your car to Vroom or trade it in if you find something you like on Vroom.com. Vroom, it's the better way to buy and sell used cars. So head to Vroom.com now to see what your current ride is worth and check out thousands of cars to find your next one. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
As we bring in Jay Billis from ESPN, college basketball analyst extraordinaire, also outstanding golfer and part of the Five Clubs golf family with Gary Williams. I know, Jay, that you every year go to Hawaii for the Maui Invitational, and those of us who are also news watchers have seen the devastation on the island around the Lahaina Civic Center. So I'm just curious, how much of it have you watched? Is it, I'm sure it has been difficult to watch. And what do you know about the immediate future of that?
Yeah, it's been heartbreaking. The devastation is just, it's gut-wrenching to watch. It's, you know, it's really been kind of unimaginable. My wife actually brought out some pictures last night of that very area from just last year's tournament. And, you know, it looks like an apocalyptic scene. So we're heartbroken for Maui and all the people there. As far as the tournament, I haven't heard anything, so I don't really know. I read a report that the Civic Center, which is just up a hill above Lahaina, is still intact. But you can't imagine. It's hard to imagine in the aftermath of this, you could have a tournament. During COVID, the Maui Invitational was played once in Asheville, North Carolina, and then the following year when Maui was still closed down to visitors, they had it in Las Vegas. So there are other options, but you know, nobody's really thinking about that right now. It's just sort of the trying to wrap your head around what happened. It's so just so difficult to watch.
I mean, just on a personal level, because I've read enough about it that for some, there's something about it. I've never been to Hawaii, let alone Lahaina. There's something about the area that is different or special. Can you put your finger on what it is about the area?
Well, it's like what's special about Charleston or Savannah or you know, some of these historic districts. It's a historic district in that area, and you know, a lot of the businesses have been there for a long, long time, and the restaurants and all that, they're all gone. There's a banyan tree that survived. Although it's, you know, badly damaged and singed and all you can imagine from the heat. But that's been there since I think it was planted in 1857. But, you know, some of those buildings have been there a long time and they're just now charred rubble. And you know, I mean, look, I saw Oppenheimer the other night.
Yep.
And one, it's a really good movie. I didn't think I'd like anything for 3 hours, but it was really good. But afterwards, you know, we my wife and I were saying you could slide these pictures into to some of the things that you saw in Oppenheimer, and it fit in there. I mean, it was just so I could never have imagined this kind of thing. And the fact that it went all up and down the island and especially on one side of it, it's just hard to believe, really.
Yeah, I think at last read, somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 people have lost their lives. Jay Billis is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, I know how you are, whether it's intentional or not, have tried to be the voice of reason when it comes to college sports and athletes realizing their value in the marketplace, but this, we're not even talking about NIL anymore because the conferences are not even resembling what they used to be. So you have thoughts on what has gone on in the last, not even just the last 2 weeks, but the last 2 years with major college conferences?
Yeah, Adam, I think it's kind of more of the same, honestly. I've sort of been raising my eyebrows and rolling my eyes a little bit at the complaining from college administrators about this, the latest move. And look, I get it that nobody wanted to see the Pac-12 go away. But, you know, it wasn't like all these other conferences drove up in a van and dangled candy out the door to try to get the Pac-12 schools to get in so they could kidnap them. You know, they went willingly. And this all started 30 years ago. And it's been going on for all this time. You know, you had Nebraska go to the Big Ten and Maryland go to the Big Ten. And Texas and Oklahoma recently went to the Southeastern Conference. Missouri went to the Southeastern Conference. You know, you had the Big East take in all these schools. And then the ACC took all those Big East schools. And the Big East kind of popped up again in a basketball context. Heck, the Pac-12 took Colorado and Utah in. And when I was in high school, the Pac-12 took in Arizona and Arizona State.
Like, right.
One of the things that makes me laugh is I played in the ACC when it was eight teams.
Mm-hmm.
And five of our seven road trips at Duke in conference were by bus. And now they're flying to Syracuse and Notre Dame and Miami and Boston College and all these places. You know, we all kind of predicted that we were going to wind up with four super conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have that, and we have the audacity to act surprised. You know, these moves have been made. They've been made for one reason, for money and long-term business sustainability and all the things that multi-billion dollar businesses say. But the thing that makes me laugh about this, and I'm not saying, you know, it's funny, but I just kind of chuckle when administrators say, I can't believe they're doing this.
Yeah.
And you're going, well, you did it. Like, so it's okay when you did it, but then it's out of control when somebody else does it. You know, ACC administrators saying, can you believe this? Like, I couldn't believe it when you guys took in Syracuse, Pittsburgh, Boston College, Notre Dame, and Miami, and Virginia Tech. You know, I mean, who's the arbiter of what's crazy here? It's actually really normal given what we've been doing in this game and this industry over the last 30 years.
It's all about football is unfortunately what it is. It is not about the other sports. Eli Drinkwitz, the head football coach at Missouri, wondered aloud. And I know he has said some things about NIL, which we all roll our eyes at, but I thought he was kind of on point when he said that we thought about the collateral damage of what it does to all of the other athletes who have to. It's not just about air miles. It's about time zones. It's about none of those sports fly charter. They all have to fly commercial. So I don't know how many times I have been flying somewhere and I see, the University of Louisville softball team waiting for a connecting flight in an airport. I mean, the amount of burden on the athletes, not football or men's basketball, is going to be devastating.
Well, I don't think it'll be devastating. I think it'll be fine. But what I think is happening is these administrators, while at the same time making these conference deals that turn all of their teams into give them NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball travel schedules, they have the audacity and the gall to turn around and say, but we need guardrails on their compensation. And they're going to go in front of Congress and say, well, we're just little old college sports. All we do is educate and you know, build leaders of tomorrow. And you're like, really? Like, you're the NFL and the NBA. What are you talking about? And you made these decisions for hundreds of millions of dollars in a multi-billion dollar industry. And you're going to try to say you're running the Little League World Series and the teams are being coached by one player's dad who's an insurance salesman? Like, come on now. And it's, you know, I've always hesitated to use the word hypocrisy with college sports. I just think it can be incendiary and it right. pisses people off. I've always said, well, there are a lot of contradictions. This is just straight out hypocrisy. And any legislator, congressman or senator who listens to these administrators complain about the transfer portal when the transfer portal is open for business for any school that wants to make its players travel cross country for a normal conference game, they should laugh them right out of the committee rooms.
Well, I'm in 100% agreement on that. I am curious about this, Jay Billis, and I know the NCAA is really just, it's all the schools. I am well aware of the power structure, and Charlie Baker, the new man in charge, is basically just a mouthpiece for all of the presidents. But somewhere along the line, I would have loved to have seen some leadership from that office to publicly chastise the conferences for, what are you doing? You are destroying the fabric of all of this, just trying to get more money for yourselves. I understand it's big business, but I thought, as you said, I thought it was college sports.
Well, but are they really destroying the fabric of this? Like, it's still college sports. The only difference between college sports and professional sports is the players are enrolled in school. That's the only difference. Other than that, it's entirely the same. They have the same media rights deals. They have the same schedules. They have the same travel, all that stuff. And so it's really no different. So I don't think it's destroying it. And it's just the latest round of it. We go through this every couple of years. Remember when we were, you know, the latest apocalypse before this one was USC and UCLA.
Right.
And, oh my God, how's this going to work? It's going to work fine. It won't be a problem. You know, and we had apocalypses before when the ACC expanded, Texas and Oklahoma left and all that stuff. It's really not that big of a deal. You know, if people like tradition that much, Duke could still be in the Southern Conference. I'm not sure that it's over yet with Florida State making rumblings and, you know, venture capital, private equity, considering getting involved in college sports. Who knows? We could see some issues with the ACC going forward.
Yep.
But it's, I get it where, you know, when things change, there's a little bit of trepidation on the part of fans. But we've seen over the years, nobody has turned away. Nobody turned away when NIL came in. Nobody turned away when the transfer portal came in. Nobody turned away when, you know, when I, again, going back to when I was in college, ACC 8 schools.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be the Big 8, and it was the Pac 8. And shockingly, the Big 10 had 10 teams. It made sense. Then it went to Big 12 and all that. And then the Big 10 started expanding and the Big East expanded. You know, this is just normal business that continues on where these schools are going to take the best deals. And to the point of the Missouri football coach, it's not all about football. All of these other sports, they do have inventory value for television.
Yep.
And for their media rights partners. So you're probably not going to see what makes sense is that if football is the, you know, the valuable property, then play a football schedule how you want and you know, group together how you want in whatever conferences. And then all your other sports could play a more regional schedule and yet have different conferences for them. But they want all their media rights bundled together to sell because they make more money than if they just sold football. Because basketball's still valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Softball's making money. Baseball's getting money. All these networks, whether it's they have a college sports network, they have their own conference network, they need to have that inventory to be able to sell.
Yeah, the Little League Softball World Series is on television in front of me right now. Jay Billis, before I let you go, I just want to make it clear. The games are never going to go away. I mean, college football is the second most popular sport in the United States behind the NFL. We're always going to watch the games. I've tried to make that clear all the time that the games are never going to go away. It's just what we are accustomed to with college football and the structure and the conferences. I mean, I personally think we're going to be one or two conferences within 5 years. It's just going to look totally different. But on game day, I don't think anybody will care. With the CW getting involved in sports now, they have live golf tournaments. I made the joke with Jim Phillips. Let's just get the public investment fund to underwrite ACC football and problem solved.
Yeah, I mean, that may happen. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
What college sports administrators have shown is that they have no governor on taking the most money. And you probably hear it too. I hear it from time to time. I do a lot of primetime games and I'm very fortunate to do so. But you may have a 9:30 game on Tuesday, 9:30 p.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And invariably an administrator will come up and say, how can you guys put this game at 9:30? These guys got to go to school tomorrow and the fans aren't going to get home until 1 a.m. And you have to gently remind them, like, we don't determine when the games are. You do. Like, you can play all your games at noon on Saturday and Sunday if you want. We pay more at 9:30.
Right.
You took the money. You sold us this game at 9:30. So like, and you know, well, sometimes we'll have a slide of the tip from like 9:32 to like 9:42.
Right.
And they'll complain about the slide and go, you sold us that. Like, we paid for that. If you don't want the game to slide, then don't take the money.
Yep.
And then we have some coaches, they'll say, don't want to do the halftime interview. All right. But you sold it to us. We paid you for it. You know, like, I don't care whether coach does a halftime interview. I don't think they're that great anyway.
No.
But you know, they took money for it, and then they want to complain about having to do it. Like, I'm sorry, you know, if you don't want to do it, like, Augusta National Golf Club could, as you know, could make so much more money than they make if they had more commercials and they had signage on the golf course and they charged what people would expect for a pimento cheese sandwich. They'd pay $10 for that thing, and they charge $3. And they do it because of their, you know, they at least with money, they have certain values and principles they're going to stick to. And the NCAA is unwilling to do that, and all the member institutions, they are unwilling to do that. You know, they could play all their games like the Ivy League on Friday and Saturday, and they won't do it. So they're going, hey, you'll pay more on Tuesday? 9:30. We'll take it.
There you go. It's a matter of time. I think the ACC should be playing football every Friday night if they could get a bigger package doing it. Jay Billis, I appreciate your time. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk again soon, sir.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
You got it. Jay Billis here on the Adam Gold Show.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.